The FT.
The pressure has been lifted from Greece and its banking system a little with the extension of the Troika funding programme. Nonetheless, the Greek banking system remains one of the key focus points for the Eurozone's single supervisory mechanism, the regulator, which comes under the auspices of the European Central Bank. I'm Patrick Jenkins, the financial editor of the FT. My colleague Caroline Binham spoke earlier to Daniel Nui about the situation in Greece.
How satisfied are you at the moment with the solvency of Greek banks?
The Greek banks are solvent. That was demonstrated through the comprehensive assessment. They have done a lot of work with the Greek supervisors during the last years and months to get safer, sounder. They were restructured, reorganized, and they are much more able, thanks to this work, to sustain the difficult period of time they are facing now for issues that are more country issues than banking system issues.
To discuss that further now, Caroline joins me along with Martin Arnold, our banking editor. Martin, what did you think about that view of the Greek banks? I mean, does that chime with your understanding of the relative strength of the Greek banking system?
I think it's fair enough. The Greek banks all raised a large amount of capital last year ahead of the launch of this new single Eurozone banking regulator and the asset quality review and stress tests that happened last year. So they strengthened their balance sheets. They're in a much stronger position. They've been through a pretty drastic restructuring program. So in terms of capital strength, they are in a much better position. They all passed the stress test conditionally based on their continued restructuring plans. The problem that Greek banks have is one of liquidity, not one of solvency. And they are essentially entirely dependent on the Greek central bank, which is entirely dependent itself on the troika of the ECB, the European Commission and the IMF for its funding. And it's facing a pretty dramatic withdrawal of deposits by its customers. And that's putting pressure on liquidity in the banks. But in terms of their balance sheets, in terms of what Madame Nui supervises, their capital strength, they are in a stronger position to sustain themselves through this difficult period. But obviously, if there is no deal with the Troika and Greece exits the Eurozone, then all bets are off.
Caroline, obviously that idea of potential Grexit has faded somewhat over the last day or so since we've heard suggestions that the plan to extend funding for the Greek rescue overall seems to have gone down relatively well in Brussels. Nonetheless, the risks remain. And Madame Nui was loath to talk specifically about Grexit. But in terms of that funding issue that Martin talked about, she seems relatively sanguine about them running out of money.
I'd agree with that. The SSM, particularly, that she heads is in charge of a task force that's doing daily reports up to the ECB's governing council about Greek bank solvency. She does indeed seem sanguine. She said both in terms of Greek banks and also Eurozone non-Greek banks, she's satisfied that they've learned the lessons from 2012 and the last time, really, that we were facing a potential Grexit. So I think, yeah, sanguine would be a good assessment of how she's seeing it, which I think chimes with a general note of positivity that we've seen from the various institutions in Brussels and Frankfurt over the last 24 hours.
Thanks to Martin, Caroline, and also to Daniel Nui from the ECB.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.